Amma badu, fassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Today is the 8th day of the month of Ramadan. Yesterday we couldn't have the majlis due to some unavoidable reasons and circumstances, but then we are progressing today. And today is the 8th majlis, correct? Okay. So we are going to just go ahead to the tafsir. Let's have the first segment of the recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت عاد المرسلين. إذ قال لهم أخوهم هود ألا تتقون. إني لكم رسول
Allah the Almighty says, كذبت عاد المرسلين. عاد is the name of a people. عاد, don't put Quran in that position. Hold it on your hand. Yeah, the position, don't, for example, open your legs, put it, no, don't do that. Give it a proper position. Allah says, كذبت عاد المرسلين. The Ad denied and disbelieved the messengers. Ad, like I've said, is the name of a tribe, a nation, and to whom the Prophet was sent. His name is what? Hud. All of them disbelieved. Like the case of Pharaoh, when they disbelieved and Allah brought the time for destruction, they left their places mushrikeen during sunrise. Just correlation between the attitude of those previous disbelievers and those who came after, or those who came before and after. Like this, the same channel of Allah's ways of dealing with the kuffar never changed. Yes. So here Allah says, كذبت عاد المرسلين. عاد disbelieved the messengers. إذ قال لهم أخوهم هود ألا تتقون. When their brother Hud. Okay, you see? Hud عليه السلام is one of the prophets belonging to the ancient and extinct Arab tribes. العرب البائدة عندك عرب العاربة والعرب البائدة والمستعربة مستعربة. The extinct Arab. So Prophet Hud is an Arab, Saleh an Arab, Shu'aib an Arab, Muhammad an Arab sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they are saying only four amongst the proper Arabs. Some of them belong to the العرب البائدة, the extinct. Alright, so Prophet Hud was sent to his people. But Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ هُودٌ. When their brother said to them, you see their brother? Brotherhood lies when there is iman. Yeah, it's just the brotherhood of nationhood. Because of geography, because of ethnic connection. Not because of iman, in terms of the disbelievers, and innama al-mu'minuna ikhwatun. So you have to understand the meaning of saying akhuhum. Then he said to them, ala tattaqun, ala tattaqun. Do you not fear Allah? Why wouldn't you fear Allah the Almighty? Inni lakum rasulun amin. To them, to you, I am a faithful, reliable, trusted messenger. That is what I told them. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَطِئُونَ. Fear Allah and obey me. Now, وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرَ إِلَىٰ أَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I do not ask you for any wage, for any payment. My wage or my payment or my reward comes but from Allah, the Lord of the whole world or the Lord of creation. Now,
تبنون بكل ريع آية تعبثون
نعم
وتتخذون مصانع لعلكم تخلدون وإذا بغشتم جبارين
Then he throws these questions to them. أتبنون بكل ريع آية تابثون وتتخذون مصانع لعلكم تخلون وإذا بطشتم جبارين Look at it. He said أتبنون بكل ريع آية تابثون Do you build huge monuments, you know, on every height just for the sake of vanity? You see, the people of Noah are believed to be the first people to erect monuments like Colosseum in the former Rome, where they used to be congregated to play and have fun. So playing and get together for vanity was originally connected and also to the people of Hud, that is the art. That is the meaning. Atabnuna bikulli ri'in, every high place. Ayatan, monument. Tabathun, just for vanity. Just like football field. Yeah, where people build a place just to go and play, make wrestling. The people of Prophet Noah, Ad, used to be the first to be known of this attitude. وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَسَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخَلُدُونَ You set off masani'a, fortresses, لَعَلَّكُمْ hoping. تَخَلُدُونَ You will remain forever. They used to build fortresses like high surroundings to give them protection, thinking that you will remain permanently. No, that is masani'a. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ Whenever you strike people, you strike mercilessly. In fighting, you are merciless. When you give punches, you punch like killing people. That is your attitude. So don't be like the people of art today. The Quran tells you these are some of their attitudes. You don't behave like them. If you behave like them, you'll be like them. Three things. أتبنون وتتخذون وإذا بطشتم Okay. Then he says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ Fear Allah, yea, and obey me. Next ayah.
وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْلَمُونَ
نعم. وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ Fear him, revere him. Who is that him? Allah. Okay. الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ Who supplied you with things you know. That is أَمَدَّكُمْ. He gives you abundantly, incalculably, endlessly. So fear Allah who supplies you with items that you know. If you don't know, example, أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْآمٍ وَبَنِينَ He gives you an arm, livestock, cows, camels, livestock, وَبَنِينَ and children. It is Allah that gives all this. You didn't buy them from market. They don't fall from the sky. Allahu alladhi amadakum. Why can't you thank him? Next ayah. It is Allah that supplies you with jannatin and gardens. Uyun and springs. A lot of gardens, a lot of springs. Allah supplies you with all this. Then,
إِنِّي أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم.
إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم. I certainly fear for you the chastisement or the punishment of an awesome day. Awesome, awe-inspiring, very, very scary day, gigantic day. I am afraid that you are going to be seized by the traumatizing punishment of an awesome day. Naam.
قالوا سواء علينا أوعظت أم لم تكن من الواعظين.
قالوا سواء علينا. Listen to their answer. They say, well, it's the same for us. Whether you preach or you don't, same thing. Doesn't make any difference. Imagine, after all this, they say, سواء علينا أوعظت أم لم تكن من الواعظين. Doesn't make difference. The same to us, whether you lecture us or you don't lecture us, you preach or you don't, oh, no difference. Meaning we are heedless. We don't listen. Then they ask, they tell him something. What do they say?
إن هذا إلا خلق الأولين.
إن هذا إلا خلق الأولين. What you are telling us, just the morals of the ancient. Meaning, what they're telling us, it used to be the attitude of those who came before us. They used to say, fear God, خلق الأولين. You are just repeating what was repeated years back. In one place, أساطير الأولين. Yes.
وما نحن بمعذبين.
We will not be punished. No punishment. Allow us to enjoy. No punishment. That is their mentality. Next ayah.
فكذبوه فأهلكناهم. إن في ذلك لآية. وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين.
فكذبوه فأهلكناهم. إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين. That is verse number 139. فكذبوه, they denied him. They rejected him. They belied him. They rebuked him. This can give you the meaning of فكذبوه. Then فأهلكناهم, and instantly we destroy. Because fa, this fa is fa of sababiyya. Yeah. We call them consequential fa or subsequential fa. Fa sababiyya or fa what? Yani ta'aqubiyya. Alright? So because of their denial fa, consequent upon that fa, we destroy them all. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. Surely in this there is a sign. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And most of them are not believers. Next ayah.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Certainly your Lord is magnificent. I keep on saying irresistible, or if you like it, is the Almighty and Ar-Rahim, the specially merciful. Next.
كذبت ثمود المرسلين. إذ قال لهم أخوهم صالح ألا تتقون.
كذبت ثمود المرسلين. Certainly the Thamud. Thamud is a nation that comes after Ad. They live in those areas, you can call them the areas around, says, around Yemen and Iraq. Their houses used to be there. If you want to look at, there is one guy that wrote a book, the name, the Atlas of Quran. Atlas, like the map. Each and every chronicle in the Quran, he tries to locate it in the olden geography and the present. Though there could be a lot of alteration that occur on the geographical setting of people. But he tried really. The Quranic Atlas, I don't know how I can get it now. Maybe in Saudi Arabia, like in Ashanti, the library in Jeddah, or Jarir Bookshop in Jeddah, where I usually go when in Mecca or Medina. Very important book that it tells you in this place, Thamud, Ad, Median, this is their own geography, in connection to the day. That enriches your knowledge of the geography concerning the people of the ancient time. It's very important. So, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Thamud denied the messengers. I told you, they came after Ad. Thamud are called Adin al-Ula. And Thamud, they are Ad the second. Alright? So, Thamud, a second Ad, but the first one, Thamud came, I told you, after Ad. And their prophet is Prophet Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. The prophet of the Ad people is Prophet Hud. This is Salih. Alright, they are interwoven in terms of genealogy and the knowledge of anthropology. Now, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When their brother Salih said to them, don't you fear Allah? The same message. Now, إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. I am to you a trusted, a reliable messenger. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونِ. Fear Allah and obey me. Naam.
وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I don't ask you for any payment or any wage. My payment or my wage, my recompense comes only from Allah exclusively. Next ayah.
أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِي مَا هَاهُنَا آمِنِينَ.
Do you think you'll be left here in this world, آمِنِينَ, secure? No death, no calamity, no sicknesses? No, you are kidding. You will never be left with that trial. Now. In the gardens and springs to be left? No. Next. Wazuru'in, surrounded by your fields of planting things and palm trees. That is nakhl, palm trees. Zuru, your vegetative cover. You think you'll be left with vegetation? The plants and palm tree, Allah Hadim, horse fruits are delicious. Atala, the beginning of the fruit coming from the palm tree. Yeah. وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ. And you see, you used to carve houses, you know, carving, and not the carving. Somebody, you know, using local implements, making a tree, making pestle and mortar by implement. You know it, that is carving. The people of Thamud will come to a big stone, or they will carve a house out of it. Very gigantic people, very, very huge people, tall. Allati lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad. He said, remember, you used to carve out houses in the mountains skillfully. Allah gives you skill. Wouldn't you look at this as Allah's, so that you thank Him? You're becoming pompous, arrogant, hydra-headed. So he is telling them, fear Allah the Almighty. He says, Fattaqullaha.
Fattaqullaha wa ati'un.
So fear Allah and obey me.
Wa la tuti'u amra al-musrifin.
Wa la tuti'u amra al-musrifin. Do not subscribe, do not obey the command of the extravagant. Because al-musrif, somebody spends lavishly. He spends wastefully. He spends extravagantly. For example, you need one plate of food at the cost of 5,000 naira. You order for 10,000 naira. You just make small muscle, the rest to the dustbin. This is musrif. Wala tusrif. Wala tubadhir tadhira. So do not become extravagant. Don't become wasteful. So that is your attitude. So he tells them, "Wala tuti'u amr al-musrifin." Do not obey the command of the extravagant people. Now,
الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ.
الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ. They are those يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They spread corruption on the face of the earth, spreading turmoil on the face of the earth. Wala yufsidun, they don't care to make reform. Now,
qalu innama anta min al-musahharin.
Qalu innama anta min al-musahharin. They say, who are these they? Who said? People of which prophet? People of which prophet? Saleh, the Thamud, they said, innama anta min al-musahari. You are just but bewitched. You know witching? Witchcraft. Magian activity. You're just a witch. Anta mashur, that is the meaning. After saying everything, they say innama anta min al-musahari. You are just but bewitched. Now,
ma anta illa basharun mithluna fa'ti bi ayatin in kunta min as-sadiqin.
Ma anta illa basharun mithluna fa'ti bi ayatin in kunta min as-sadiqin. This is verse number 154 in this chapter number 26. Not 27, please. 26. Ash-Shu'ara. Ma anta illa basharun mithluna. You are but just a man like all of us. Anta mithluna. Fa'ati bi ayatin in kunta min as-sadiqin. Produce any sign if you are speaking the truth. Now, what did he say? Now, you see what happened? The people in the Thamud is called Madain. When Allah sends Prophet Saleh to them, the well-to-do, the well-established, those with money and privileges and nobility, kicked against the da'wah of Prophet Saleh. And this is the nature of all of the messages. They denied. Now, along the day in, day out, they had a meeting. They said, let's go and attack Saleh. Ask him something. If he can produce this thing, we're going to believe. Say, okay, Ya Saleh, you want us to believe? Yeah. We want you to look at this rock. Look at it. Say, I have seen it. We want you to make a she camel to come out of it. She camel. Tagua. She camel. We want to see she camel coming out of it. Then we believe in you. Okay. This is the condition. if I ever do it, will you believe? Say, why not? Do it. To them, it was a mission impossible. They didn't know, Masakin, that he is with Allah the Almighty. So now, they ask him, produce your ayah. Wallahi alam, by even around 4 o'clock or thereabout, we ask him the impossible. We are going to shut his mouth. He can no longer talk. But astonishingly, to their mesmerizing surprise, they looked there, the rock split. And the she-camel came out. It gushed out of it. They said, what? She-camel from a rock. Now, Prophet Saleh has delivered the challenge. What remains now? For them, Elokanu Akhirin, Inkanu Sadiqin. When they say it, when they saw the camel, then he told them, okay, this camel, Laha Shirbun Walakum Shirbu Yawmin Ma'alu. They used to fetch water from a pond, you know, pond to an empty pond, like a stream, right? Stream. He said, this camel is going to be consuming water from this stream for so days. Don't go near that stream. After that, the day is terminated, you are going to fetch water therefrom. On this understanding, they left, but they refused. They connived. They did something which will listen and hear subsequently. He told them, Laha shirbun walakum shirbu yawmin ma'alun. This animal, she camel, has her ton of drinking, and you're going to have your ton of drinking on a specified day. Wala tamassuha.
Wala tamassuha.
وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Do not touch it with any harm. Don't touch this animal. If you want to personify, you say, don't touch her. Right? With something bad or harm. Lest a great punishment will seize you of a big day. So he warned them, but they refused to listen what happened. What happened? فأقروها فأصبحوا what نادمين. And they slaughtered the animal. There is one guy known as Uddar ibn Salim. He is the guy that took the responsibility to kill the she camel. And know what? Because of a woman. Wallahi, a woman. A very beautiful for that matter. He proposed to marry her. She said, well, if you want to marry me, no problem. But I want you to do one assignment. Go and kill the she camel of Saleh. Because it is his own magic, according to her magic. No, it is a miracle. Because it makes people believe in him. People are going to live the religion of our own parents because of this sea camel. You want to marry me? My sadaq, my dowry, you call it dowry. I don't consider dowry. I don't call sadaq dowry. I don't. Sadaq in English is NG, not dowry. Hold your English, I hold my own. It is called NG, nuptial gift. Wa atun nisa asadu khanera in Quran 4:4. Okay, now my Sadak or NG will be the blood of the Shekel. That is why the tumult of loving women can land you in a trouble. And it's a fitna. It's a fitna. Because of loving this lady, he ventured into the trouble. And he went discreetly and killed that animal. Shekel. Allah says, إِذِنْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ نَاقَتَ اللَّهُ سُقِيَا فَكَلَّبُوا فَأَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ what? فَصَوَى Damdam, he destroyed them completely. And this guy, Quddar ibn Salif, killed that animal known as An-Naqa لِنَبِي اللَّهِ صَالِحِ So فَأَقَرُوهَا They slaughtered it, but فَأَصْبَهُ نَادِمِينَ They became full of remorse, full of regret. But let me ask you, Allah says, فَأَقَرُوهَا They. But only one person did it. Then why is it they? What are you saying? Allah says fa'aqaru. He didn't say fa'aqaraha. There he says idhimba ashqaha. One person did it. Here Allah combines them together. Fa'aqaru. All of them they slaughtered it. Why? But Qudar is the first person to do because they have given their endorsement. They all agree. That's it. Do you get it? If three people combine and sign in killing one person, all of them will be killed. All. Because it's tantamount to admission. Oh yeah. If 100 people combine, they start, they agree to kill one person, all of them will be killed. Even though only one person does it. Yeah, but with your agreement, you endorse with your signature. So Allah says, فَأَقَرُوهَا They slaughtered it, the animal. Then فَأَصْبَحُ And they woke up, or they became what Nadimin, remorseful or regrettable. Regrettable because of what they did. Next ayah. Okay. And you know, after this, Allah gave them 3 days. So that's the ayyam. You will be destroyed. When they killed the she camel, they went and sat down laughing. We have finished him. How can he dare us? And Qudar took the blood of the animal to his would-be fiancé or would-be bride. He said, I did it. You did it. Congratulations. We're going to have our marriage very soon. But when the fitna, when the punishment came, Qudar was the first to be destroyed. She was waiting for her groom, her would-be groom. They too, her parents and the people were all destroyed by Allah. So Allah says, فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ For their mischief, فَسَوَى And he flattened the punishment. He makes it same, applying to all of them. Naam. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ Because of this, punishment seized and took them. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ In these, there is a sign. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ But most of them are not believers. Next ayah.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ
This is وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ style number what? Remember? You miss the count. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ This occurs as number what? Five? Only five? Are you following the number correctly? Right from the beginning, I think I told you. that if you count it, you are going to have how many at the end of the surah? وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Your Lord is the Almighty and the especially merciful. Next ayah.
كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوطٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
The people of Lot disbelieved the messengers. Now,
إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوطٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ.
When their brother Lot said to them, "Won't you fear Allah the Almighty?" Next.
إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ.
I am to you a faithful messenger. Now,
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ.
So fear Allah and obey me. Next.
وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I don't ask you of any payment. My payment rests with Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Now.
أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Do you approach men with a negative intention amongst the world or in this world? Because the people of Lot live in an area called Sodom and Gomorrah. In Arabic, Sodom and Amorah. Around River Jordan. Yeah. They used to practice the act of sodomization. Man meeting a man. A'udhu billah. Alright. That is why today talking about LGBTQ+. This is nonsensical. They're trying to introduce to the Ummah of Muhammad this very, very dirty, dirty concept. LGBTQ+Q. Subhanallah. The people of Lord used to practice this negative thing of what? Homosexuality. Instead of heterosexuality. Hetero, man and woman. Hetero, homo, man to man. Alright? So, they used to do this negative and condemnable behavior. So he said, أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكُرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Do you approach males, your counterpart, man to man, amongst people of the world? وَتَذَرُونَ what?
وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ.
وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَعْقُونَ. You forsake, you leave your wives that Allah created for you. It's man to woman, woman to man. Man to man, this is satanism, is jahannamanism. Similarly, woman to woman, lesbianism, these are dirty satanic form. That's what they mean by LGBTQ. So he's saying, why do you leave your wife that Allah created for you? In some of the African countries today, if somebody is caught doing it, they kill him. Yeah. I was in Uganda last 2 weeks in Kampala on an invitation for a lecture there. They told me the president of that country, Mr. Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, the guy, being a Christian or a Catholic, is very harsh on LGBTQ. They told me, told the student there, say, he said, if one is caught doing it, they will kill him. Or the man and the man will be put in prison until they produce children. How can they produce? How? It's impossible now. No, it's a kind of a major to show them that you are just a tiny. All right? So Prophet Lut was sent to such a people who practice this negative antisocial behavior. وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَدُونَ. Nay, to you, You are but an intrusive people, transgressive, committing excesses, intruding into Allah's way. Next ayah.
قَالُوا لَئِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا لُوطُ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ.
Listen to their answer. قَالُوا لَئِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا لُوطُ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ. Oh, yeah, Lut, if you don't stop, if you don't refrain, you don't desist from this preaching, you'll be expelled from the city. You'll be evicted. You'll be sent back in. You know what? Prophet Lut was not a native of the city. Yeah. He's not from Sodom and Gomorrah. So they are clinching to the geographical mentality. He'll just be sent you back in. You are an alien amongst us. All right? Next ayah. He was never intimidated. He didn't despair. He said to them, "Qala inni li'amalikum min al-qalin." Certainly, I deplore your conduct. Man meeting man, I dislike it. Qalin, qalin, I hate it. Mawadaka rabuka wa ma qala. Your Lord didn't say bite you, he didn't hate you. I am among the haters of this thing you are doing. Naam.
Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun.
Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. He said, Ya Allah, oh Lord, save me and my family from what they do. Next ayah. So we saved him and his family together. Now, except for an old woman who tarried amongst them. She was al-ghabir, somebody left behind. You know what's happened? وَمْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَمْرَأَةَ لُوْدٍ كَانَتَا تَعْتَ أَبْدَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا صَالِحٍ فَخَانَتَهُمَا فَلَمْنَهُمَا وَقِيلَ دُخُلَا النَّارَ مَا الدَّاخِلِينَ. Allah said, two women, the wife of Prophet Noah, the wife of Lut, they were under our pious servant, but they disbelieved them. So together with the Prophet did not benefit them. The same thing, don't say my father is a sheikh, an imam, so what? Walk according to the way. Nobody will save you, it is going to be your death. Okay? They were the wives of Prophet, but they belong to the hellfire. Who can tell me the name of a woman under Fir'aun? Fir'aun kafir, but she is a believer in the paradise, Asiya. Woman to Fir'aun. So being with a kafir will not harm you if you maintain iman. Being with a prophet wouldn't benefit you if you disbelieve in Allah the Almighty. And كل امرئ بما كسبت رهين كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى وأن سعيه سوف يرى. So is your deed. This lady was warned when the time for destroying the people of Sodom and Gomorrah came. It was in the night during subh. إنما إدم subh أليس subh بقري. When the subh came, Allah said to Prophet Lut through the angels, okay, pack your belongings, leave the village. They're going to be destroyed in total. And don't turn back. Don't! If you turn back, you will be included. And Prophet Lut left, along with his wife. When the process of destroying came, even the dogs of the city were wailing, crying. She said, Ya Qawmi, Ya Munafiqa, Ya Qawmi, She was engulfed by the chastisement. She was destroyed. She was, you know, eliminated and neutralized, as they say today. Because if you belong to the bad group, you're also bad. You belong to the good group, you're good. The house someone says, Abukim Barao. Barao. If you befriend armed robber, you are likely to behave in the same like manner. Yeah. Do we have some verses again? Okay. Make progress. ثُمَّ دَمَّرْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. And we destroyed others. Lot was saved, along with those who believe. You see a prophet preaching for many years, but only little people, small amount of people believe. Like Prophet Noah, how many years? Noah, how many years? وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. In chapter 29, Prophet Noah was saying, he spent how many years? 950. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. Before them, according to one riwayah, he was 480 years. According to what? Not the Quran or Sunnah. From Israeliyat. Israeliyat, we can rely on it. We don't deny them if it does not conflict with our teachings. So they are saying Prophet Noah, at the beginning of his preaching, was a son of 480 years. Then plus 950. After Tufan, they say 40 years. Then he died. Allah, Allah, Antallah. Who will live 400 years today? Show me 200-year-old son in Gedege today. Show me. I want to see him. No. Our time is very short and shortened. So don't play with your hours and times and minutes and everything. They were destroyed completely. Allahu Akbar. That is good. But you know what? The ulama has said Prophet Noah got only 12 people. وَمَا آمَنَ مَعْهُ. Ibn Kathir says, إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Either 12 or 42, maximum 86. For all the donkey years, الْكُفْرُ هُوَ الْكُفْرُ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Yet, Noah did not despair. To tell you, those doing the hour, don't be worried by lack of people. It's not a problem. Keep on. Keep on swimming against the tide of water. Have Allah in your heart and mind. No, for these years, only this number? Allahu Akbar. Sallallahu ala al-anbiya wa sallam. ثم دمرنا الآخرين. We destroyed others. وَأَمْطَرْنَا. Did you read it?
وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنذَرِينَ.
وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا. Okay. We rain down upon them rain. What kind of rain? The rain of chastisement. The reign of obliteration, the reign of destroying. Amtarna. Al-matar huwa maybe just symbolical expression. Ramziyat lil-matar. Because Allah says, Fasa'a matarul mundharin. How dreadful. Fasa'a. How dreadful is the reign of those forewarned. Because al-mundhar is the one that has been warned. And the Englishman says, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. Oh yeah. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. The Arab are saying, من أنذرك فقد أعذرك. Whoever warns you has given an excuse. So those were forewarned, but they prove intransigent, arrogant, and stone-headed. So for that, they were destroyed completely. Do we have time? Give us clear. Is it okay? So we drawn curtain here. This episode of Tafsir, we are going to take it once again.